Hello and welcome. I'm Dave Mertz, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Simplex Homes. And today I have with me Anthony Zirilli, owner of Zirilli Homes in Brick, New Jersey. You know, we're going to have some nice talk today. You know, I'm back in the office today. They finally, they've relaxed some of the standards in Pennsylvania, and they're allowing us to work in our offices. I know it's a different situation right now in New Jersey. And Anthony, what's happening down there right now?
Well, basically, we're still in the stay-at-home. It's mandatory by the state of New Jersey. They tried to relax a little bit over the weekend with this nice weather. They opened up parks and golf courses. But a few things got taken advantage of at the beaches and things like that. And the golf courses, the rules that they have set up are a little crazy. It's only two people. 20 minutes apart, no golf carts, and you need to live together. So it's really, I mean, if that tells you from the standpoint of them trying to relax it, and then the beaches, it looked like it was 4th of July weekend down here. So I'm thinking when Murphy comes on later today, they're going to pull back on that because it just was so taken advantage of and is going in the wrong direction. And my opinion is it's going to cause an outbreak.
Yeah, that's one of the things that they were very concerned about. New Jersey was, you know, it has been one of the hardest hit states, and you know, so I caution needs to be the I guess the word of the day, because I even know how has it affected your business as far as communicating with your customers and the building officials. What do you have to do differently?
Okay, so typically, we love to meet face-to-face with everybody, whether it's a vendor, a customer, the township. We have a very good rapport and relationships with all of them. This has made it, I don't want to say more difficult. It's just not the same having that personal contact, that sit at the table and discuss things. We're doing Zoom meetings, go-to meetings, a lot of conference calls. With customers, with our vendors in the field, anyone who's working, we're only allowed 5 people max on the job site at once. They have to remain 6 feet apart. They have to wear masks, and they are enforcing this. We haven't had a problem with it, but I have many people that I know in the industry that the police show up, and if they have more than 6 or they're not or more than 5 and they're not wearing their masks, they actually shut down the job for the day and tell them to come back the next day.
Oh, wow.
With the townships, if you want to drop off any paperwork, you need to drop it off at the police station. They have a drop box. You go in, you drop it off in an envelope. It's got to sit for 48 hours before they'll touch it. And then they review it, and then they get back to you, whether it's a phone call, an email. That's made it difficult because the turnaround times in New Jersey aren't the greatest to begin with. Now we're adding another layer. If they come out and do inspections, typically you're on the job to meet the inspector. If there's any issues, I'm sure in all the states that, you know, all the builders know, being there makes the inspections go so much better because there might be something the inspector wants to know, and you can explain it to them, and then it passes. Well, now no one's allowed on the job. If there's someone on the job and the inspector comes, they just drive away. They don't even stop.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, but from a customer standpoint, it's kind of funny because the leads and the new customers coming in, there's a lot. A lot of people are trying to get in the queue to build. Like, I think, depending on how the state handles this, the fall can be a very successful and lucrative, you know, third and fourth quarter. If they allow a little bit more in the building industry, relax it a little bit, because I guess people are at home and they're on the computer and they're saying, oh, well, we've been talking about doing this, let's plan it out. I am having conference calls or Zoom meetings daily, and I'm getting the front end of the project taken care of, the plans, which Simplex has been great turning them around. The pricing and agreements, I'm putting that together and working through the permit process. So that part of it is great. And then once you hit the townships, it slows down again.
Yeah, I know that we, as I said, today's our first day with our office staff back, everybody together. And next Monday, we're starting our production back up. But this morning in our, we do a Zoom sales call. And the salespeople, just about every salesperson had an order to put in the production schedule, which obviously from a business person and a production standpoint, we were concerned about if, would the business come back, because our sales guys have been busy, just like as busy as you have been. But we were concerned. We had one customer that they put the build on pause because of this, because actually they got laid off. Well, they were called back to work. They called us to make sure that they wanted to get back in the queue. So there was a lot. There was a lot of good news today. And,
yes.
And, you know, we're excited
right
about
now for us. The enthusiasm and positivity that's out there is great. It's just a matter of turning that into physical projects. And again, because you know we're in May now, so you're looking at the minimum, the end of July, if someone came in today, they said, okay, I'm ready to go. So I think the first quarter, you know, how the first quarter and the second quarter are going, but I think the third and fourth, in my opinion, are going to be good. And it's going to be good for everybody. As you know, a lot of people were laid off. You see the unemployment. That's a whole nother issue. We could talk about how they handled that. I don't think the government really handled it correctly by having these stimulus checks last so long. You know, the safety net, I agree with, but there's people that are sitting at home getting more money than if they were at work, and they don't want to go back to work. So there's some challenges out there in every aspect of our industry, but if you're persistent and consistent every day and find your way through that maze, at the end of the day, the building industry is going to come back, I think, come back roaring strong.
Well, and one thing that I'm excited about was that I've talked about on previous podcasts is the Simplex's Hometown Heroes rebate, which has been really widely received. And another level that's really excited me is when you approached me about doing something together to even have more impact with this rebate, and we're getting ready to launch that. So in essence, Zerilli Homes is going to be putting $5,000 towards options for their customer on the one end, and Simplex is going to be offering through the Hometown Heroes rebate another $5,000 back to the customer. So, you know, we're just wrapping that up right now, and we're going to have a little conversation later on about it so we can get this launched. But I think it's a great opportunity for Zerilli, Simplex, and the customers that are out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, the people, everybody needs some help right now. And, you know, one of the most personal things in your life is your house. And if we're able to, if everybody, you know, between our relationship, Simplex and Zerilli, are able to contribute a little bit to help that person get in a new home, have some of the things they want in that home that maybe they weren't going to, and be able to afford it, and build, again, going into the fall, it's a win-win for everybody. And the people out there working every day, these essential workers, they're not getting a break. And I feel like we're offering, at least in our world, the break that we can to help them out. And it's a feel-good all around.
Yep, exactly. And I'm looking forward to being able to write some checks at our end and get them out to those good people that deserve it.
Absolutely. And I'm so happy to be working with you guys and put this together. I think it's going to be a win-win all the way around.
And it's really kind of changed our, you know, there was one marketing plan for, you know, everybody had before February of this year. And now there's a new marketing plan post February and after, because you just have to look at things a little bit differently. And you know, we're working on some digital marketing that we spoke about last week. And I think that'll be the subject of a future podcast, because it's something that that I'm not an expert in, but we're learning as we go. And we should be getting some of the results back to us this week to see how that's fared. And
it's a different
way to get the message out.
Dave, you're absolutely right. This quote-unquote way of life, we're not going to just turn on a switch. The economy is going to go back. Everybody's going to leave their house. And on Sunday night, turn the switch on Monday morning, and it goes back to, May 4th, 2019. I think everybody's aware that's not happening. People are going to, they want to get out, but I think it's going to be a slow process. People are in their homes. They're on their computers. You have a captive audience every day with these people. They're not getting the newspaper. Newspapers, it's funny, some of the things that I kind of observed, driving into my office, there's no newspapers on people's driveways. People either, A, the newspaper is not putting it out in certain areas, and B, people aren't getting it because it's just something else that they have to touch that has been touched by many other people that could, have the virus touch them. So they're not doing that. But the computer, they're on it constantly. And I think this digital marketing that you're doing, and we're doing the same thing. I mean, we typically have billboards up. We do things in the newspaper. We're focusing so much more on the digital marketing. And I think I'm very confident that this is going to be the way to go, and you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck.
Oh, yeah. I've been tracking things like our Facebook leads and contacts, and it's gone up dramatically than it had in the past. So it really is telling a story there, and just going to have to – I'm sure there's going to be many other opportunities that we'll experience and have to learn from, and I'm looking forward to it. But because one of the questions go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I said to my wife, we had some conversations about the business and what's going, what we're doing. And I said there are so many things we're addressing right now, and some of them we just spoke of. And I said, there are so many things that we can't even talk about because it hasn't even happened yet. You haven't even thought it through with when the economy starts reopening. And how our people's lifestyles are going to change. I brought up the analogy of, I said to her, actually it was yesterday, I said, do you remember what year 9/11 was? She said, yes, 2001. I said, has our life changed, and are there still changes since 9/11? She said, absolutely. And we talked about a few of them. I said, we're going to have that same type of effect in our society and communities and states just like that. And they don't have to be negative impacts. They could be positive impacts. And you need to actually think about some of that. And you got to be able to, what's the word I'm looking for? You got to be able to, almost like a chameleon, and be able to adapt.
New situations. Mm-hmm.
And if you can, and stay on top of it, you're going to be successful, and you're going to be able to help your customers, the way they need the help.
I know. Well, Zerilli's been doing this for how long? How long have you been doing this, Anthony?
Well, I'm a third generation builder. I've been building at the shore. I personally have been building at the shore for over 40 years. My father has been down here, and my grandfather. So we're very well known throughout New Jersey. We're very aware and know what our customers' wants and needs are. And I love building at the shore. I love the home styles. And Simplex has been great with helping us with plans, with layouts, designs. There's a good partnership here, and I want to continue it and get this the building industry back on its legs again and move forward.
Well, and one of the questions I've been talking to a lot of builders over the past 2 months, and I had some basic questions I was asking everybody, but just like last Monday where things seemed to lighten up a little bit, it seems like a little bit more of the faucet got turned on this Monday, because I had been asking people, how do we convince people that it's a good time to buy because interest rates are so great, and what are the compelling reasons to move forward, and how are your banks reacting? Well, you know, it's all, like you said, it's all a little different right now, but there definitely is a customer base out there that wants to build. And there was a pent-up demand even before this, and this you know, squeezed the funnel down a little bit harder. But my mind was a little bit more put at ease this morning, and it'll be a long road back, but I definitely see a lot of positives coming out of this. And you're right, we're going to be doing things so much differently than we had in the past, in a lot of ways we don't even know yet.
Exactly. And Dave, just to kind of hop on what you were just saying, if you were able to pluck this virus out of the equation, everything else that's attached to the building industry right now is positive. You have low interest rates. You have a high customer demand. We were finally getting, you know, the building departments were running fairly smooth for permits. We had a great workforce, which that's going to come back. It's going to take a little bit of time. And when I say time, I'm not saying years. It's going to be months. No, third and fourth quarter, we're going to see a lot. But the equation is very strong for the building industry, for both sides, for the builders and for the customers. We just need to be able to figure out how to run this industry with the best practices dealing with the virus.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. There's a lot in print out there right now. I know that we've been studying as we bring, you know, the sanitation stations and things like that you have to put in place now to come back to work. But you know, it's just going to take some perseverance and some positive attitudes. You know, and that's another thing that I've really seen is guys like yourself and these other builders that I've spoke to, everybody's got their head up, you know, and and they're looking forward to getting back in the game.
Yep. And you know what? The sun coming out helps a little bit.
Yeah. This past weekend in the Northeast was more summer-like, and I think it really perks people's spirits up quite a bit.
Absolutely. It's nice. And it's a sunny day here today. It's just, it really is nice. And I do it. You know, you see people walking around, and they are keeping their distance. They're trying to abide by as much as possible, but they do want to.